MCI, or WorldCom as it used to be known, is expected to emerge from bankruptcy later today. It will be a different company from the one that collapsed just under 2 years ago following the largest accounting scandal in U.S. history. For one thing, the new company will have 20,000 fewer employees. And thanks to the bankruptcy court, it also will have a lot less debt, NPR's Jack Speer reports.
When WorldCom filed for protection from creditors back in July of 2002, it followed revelations of an $11 billion accounting scandal at the company. Since then, several former top executives have entered guilty pleas. Former CEO Bernard Ebbers faces criminal charges. Scott Cleland is CEO of Precursor, an independent research firm. He says the emergence of MCI from bankruptcy is notable for a number of reasons.
This is the biggest rehabilitation of the most fraudulent company in American history. And the company could have gone bankrupt and been carved up, but I think the government knew early on that it served the public interest to rehabilitate it. And they did.
Surviving bankruptcy was a challenge for MCI. Competitors in the distressed long-distance market, fearing a restructured company would have an unfair advantage, did everything in their power to thwart the proceedings. Verizon, AT&T, and others argued that MCI was being allowed to profit from what, in essence, were criminal acts. Again, Scott Cleland.
There were many companies that tried to assassinate MCI in bankruptcy. You know, they thought if they could kill it before it could come out, it would obviously have been a very big benefit. And, you know, the government, I think, early on decided that it was much better for competition and for themselves to have MCI be a vibrant competitor.
And Cleland says MCI is still the government's largest provider of phone service. Bankruptcy lawyer Eric Bernstadt says allowing the company to be carved up would not have benefited consumers.
One thing you worry about when you have an industry in which there are fewer and fewer large players as time goes by, if you're going to keep up any sort of competition, you know, you can't get too narrow in terms of the field. Otherwise, the benefits of competition are less. So I think perhaps from that perspective, it's always helpful to make sure you have enough players in the field.
The plan approved by the bankruptcy court pays the company's creditors on average 36 cents on the dollar, eliminating in one fell swoop roughly $35 billion in debt. However, even with all that debt erased, the new MCI faces daunting challenges. Jeffrey Kagan is an independent telecom analyst. He says while MCI was busy with its bankruptcy, the industry continued to evolve.
The world has changed dramatically since they went into bankruptcy. We've now moved into a world of bundles where these companies are offering everything, local, long-distance, broadband, wireless, internet, and sometimes even video services. And the sectors are starting to blur.
And that may be a problem for MCI, which sold its wireless division while still in bankruptcy. Robert Atkinson is director of research at Columbia University's Institute for Teleinformation. He says with revenues for long distance falling, the reorganized company will need to do several things.
They need to continue to do what they're doing, which is twofold. One, keeping a very close control over their costs, and secondly, to keep their customer base. The customers are actually their chief asset.
MCI has largely been able to hold on to its base of around 20 million long-distance customers, but its revenues have fallen sharply due to increased competition in the long-distance business. The company, as part of its settlement with the government, has agreed to pay $750 million in cash and stock to the Securities and Exchange Commission, $500 million of which was due to be sent out yesterday. The money will go towards reimbursing company stock and bondholders who lost upwards of $200 billion in the collapse of the company. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.